There are calls for a royal commission into nursing home care and the way the industry is regulated. A report on Radio National's background briefing this Sunday reveals details of the deaths of two women, both with dementia. They'd been residents of private nursing homes, one in Victoria, one in New South Wales. A nurse's aide turned whistleblower told the program how she saw a woman face down in a fountain at a nursing home, and how an attempt was made to cover up the circumstances of the death. Anne Connolly reports.
The head of Alzheimer's Australia, Glenn Rees, believes a royal commission may be necessary following a number of unacceptable deaths in nursing homes.
If government and the industry and consumers cannot bring themselves to act on issues around medical and physical restraint and some of the unacceptable stories that we've heard about in the last 2 years, then the case for a royal commission will become increasingly strong.
The deaths of two women with dementia who were residents in top private nursing homes have raised serious questions about how aged care facilities are regulated. Caterina Montalto, a resident at Arcare Hampstead in Melbourne, died in 2011 after falling into a fountain in the nursing home courtyard. Susan Matami is the nurse's aide who alerted staff to the accident.
I opened the blinds and I saw something pink in the fountain, and you could see the hair floating, and I was really shocked. I was like, oh my God. So I then rang the receptionist and I told her, hurry, hurry, there's someone in the water fountain.
A coroner's court later heard that instead of admitting to the failure to monitor the dementia resident, staff changed her clothes, put her into bed, and told her family that she'd suffered a heart attack. One registered nurse who falsified records about the death later told the court how she was threatened with the sack if she revealed the truth. Susan Matami, who was 22 at the time, refused to keep the details secret and rang police. The next day, she was sacked.
I thought to myself, I'd done the right thing. Little did I know, the truth doesn't set you free sometimes.
Susan Matami's account was proven correct when police went to the nursing home later that day. The coroner heard that the manager at Arcare Hampstead was quite vague about Mrs. Montalto's death until the police officer discovered CCTV footage which showed exactly how the 76-year-old had died.
I remember I saw her, she walked like paced back and forth, and there was another male resident who passed there, and the next minute she came and looked inside the fountain and she tripped inside and face down, and she never moved.
The coroner was critical of Arcare culture, which she said was reactive rather than proactive regarding the safety of residents. Arcare removed the fountain and made changes to policy and procedure. The regulator, the Australian Aged Care Quality Agency, didn't change the status of the Arcare Hampstead home. Its official audit says the home meets all of the necessary standards. The other case is the death of Beryl Watson, who died following a 3-week stay in respite care at the Bupa Kempsey Nursing Home in northern New South Wales. After her husband, Clive Watson, picked her up from the home, she was admitted to hospital and was diagnosed with pneumonia, malnutrition and dehydration. She died 2 weeks later. Clive Watson pursued the case through the coroner's court after Bupa management failed to acknowledge his concerns about her care.
If you look at the information in the brief of evidence, you find that Beryl was agitated, and I have a pretty fair idea why she was agitated. She had a back that had a blazing sore on it. She couldn't drink. She couldn't eat. She, at the later stage, she couldn't even breathe. Quite simply, by neglect, they had allowed the situation to get to such a stage that Beryl was unrecoverable, because in the hospital they did everything they could.
The coroner found that Beryl Watson was already very ill and close to the end of her life when she went into the nursing home, but that a series of cascading mistakes or oversights had led to her demise. Bupa Kempsey was assessed by the regulator just 4 months after Beryl Watson's death, but found no problems at the nursing home. It also received a perfect score, meeting all of the necessary standards. Charmaine Crowe of Combined Pensioners and Superannuants Association said the cases show that the regulatory system isn't working.
If this kind of poor care, neglect, abuse was occurring in our childcare system, there would be a Royal Commission straight away. And I think that it is well overdue that we have a Royal Commission into the aged care industry, or nursing homes in particular, so that, you know, we can lay everything out on the table.
Charmaine Crowe from the Combined Pensioners and Superannuants Association, ending that report by Anne Connolly.